This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Tunnel of Bones by Victoria Schwab. Read by Reba Burr. The past is a very determined ghost, haunting every chance it gets. Laura Miller. Part 1. City of Light. Chapter 1. The train rattles as it moves beneath the city. Shadows rush past the windows, little more than streaks of movement, dark on dark. I can feel the ebb and flow of the veil, the drumbeat of ghosts on every side.
"Well, that's a pleasant thought," says my best friend Jacob, shoving his hands into his pockets.
"Scaredy cat," I whisper back, as if I'm not also creeped out by the presence of so many spirits. Speaking of cats, Grim scowls up at me from the cat carrier in my lap, his green eyes promising revenge for his current imprisonment. Mom and Dad sit across from us with their luggage. There's a map of the metro above their heads, but it just looks like a tangle of colored lines, more like a maze than a guide. I went to New York City with my parents once, and we rode the subway every day, and I still couldn't tell where we were going. And that time, everything was in English. Jacob leans against the wall beside me, and I look out the window again. I study my reflection in the glass. Messy brown hair, brown eyes, round face.